Yes. Manager report, Mr. Ole Lindgren.
We're going to go
It's good to
quick.
See you at a board meeting. I'm glad.
Thank you. I was the last one.
Is that a backhand?
Anyway.
Yeah. I just wanted to
I missed one board meeting in 9 months, and I get ridden like a...
Oh, no.
Two or three.
Maybe this year.
Three. I counted.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Come on, let's get going here.
Okay, ready? Go.
Signed contract. Got the contract in my briefcase. Up deck on horseback rides. Got the horseback ride for you in my briefcase, also with money from the store that's in cash you need to deposit.
Right.
Cabin set.
What's that?
She just wants to know what families are taking them, how much they're paying, how
so you have that.
Got that. Update on weekly, monthly work time accounting. That's what I'm doing right here. I'm doing my monthly.
It's, by the way, it's been helpful to have a note or two from Kendra just to say.
Which she has been giving you.
She's done
a couple of emails.
Two or three.
When the email works, she's on it. I mean, she's the one that checks every day to see if she can work it. So,
yeah. But just to say,
just even if.
Like tomorrow for the school and stuff, getting them in there. So things will change dramatically around there. I'll be doing all the chores from now on because all my kids are gone. Kenda's constituents that help her with the cabins are going with her. My oldest daughter, which is the cabins, is going with her. So all things will pinnacle on my little pointed head from here on out, which means it's going to slow down dramatically. But if we get communication, that should speed up. I would love to communicate with you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If we can get phones, even just talking to Linda. Yeah. Hey,
well, and
we
talked we
had
this
emergency.
Past week about... If he continues to come into town on a 1 day a week basis to laundry, trash, whatever, give her a quick phone call or me a quick phone call and swing by and say, okay, anything emergency?
Here's the thing, here's what's happening. I wonder if it's the phone, because when I get to here, the phone looks fine.
Your phone doesn't work out,
the other camera? You can stand out on that little deck like people do. Ken, is the phone we got from the kid's grandma? That phone works right by the tap by the tank.
Yeah, right by the
one. But
let's
I leave the other one
plugged
in.
Yeah,
but
right.
I, no, I'm not going up there to make a phone call every time.
No.
Anyway,
I mean, if you're up there, you could,
phone.
Okay.
I'm gonna say again. I really feel strongly if you're coming into town once a week, that there's no reason to not have a 30-minute meeting with you and Linda and Larry to exchange receipts and information, and I would hope that that would produce more cohesiveness and results than the 30 minutes would take out of your schedule. But
I agree.
I think that's critical, and it will solve a lot of our problems.
We got to do it because, well, until we get phones or something
right.
else, that's the only way, like the day I have to
do
phone.
It.
I need an update on
it. And then there's an email from Kenda about she's got a whole bunch of supplies that she needs, but...
That's coming up. Let me just get through these things, make sure we got them. Cabin status, we went through that, I think, plenty.
Yeah.
Plus I have my list, which I tucked right in here. So we can just, and I think we'll just do that with a knockdown list.
Okay.
There's 10 cabins, just start with the list and see what we can do with them.
Yep.
I'm going to work on that window first and see how that goes.
Go ahead.
Newsletter status, newsletter isn't even an option until there's a computer that works. So.
Yeah.
Kendall,
as far as newsletter status,
wanting to do that, she can't do anything with it.
If Vance Green and Candace Bose both have offered to help put something together, if we can feed them a little information, it's going to be hard with you, no email or whatever. But
we can get a phone and a computer. It's not hard. The information's just laying up there. I mean, we're full of information up there, but it can't get off the ranch. Okay, store money, I told you I have your store money, horse list I have, cabin repair list, this is my list separate, so I just, lemon trim I already did, I'm going to do more of those and see how that goes. We have never, since we have come to the ranch, had a card or a check. Kendra told you last time we've used our personal account to do all the buying for the ranch, but she says we just can't do that, that's not, I mean, the ranch doesn't pay us back our interest over the month that we spend on it while we buy it.
Well, you should have a checkbook.
We need, right now there is not a roll of toilet paper on the ranch. We put the last one in the cabin last night.
In my view, these are the things you handle in your once a week. but either you should be given a checkbook with a dollar
amount. I've been bringing this up for 9 months. This has been on every board meeting.
I know. So let's make an action. Let's not just talk about it. I mean, I know
I have
you're
two
frustrated.
Checkbooks.
So
I got one for the horse account, which I don't use on anything. I got one for the ranch house thing, which I don't use on anything because there's no ranch house. I can't use either one of those checkbooks to buy toilet paper for the cabin.
But you can go to Jubilee and you can get toilet paper and you can sign for it, no problem.
Do you have a charge account at Jubilee?
Yes, we do. And you're on it.
And that's what I would
Your
have told you the other
it.
Day when
I never
could find you in the flood.
How can he not know this by now? No, I don't
I've
Why
asked
does it take
about
9 months to
not Are we not communicating?
We are not.
What account?
And
what account? He has? You said he's
That's why it's important to have this weekly.
They took me on a tour, and they told me which accounts I had. I've got Lumber Plus and Crosby Store and the Radio Shack. Those were the three I was introduced to, and I've never...
MD, Jubilee, it ain't on all of those.
No one ever told me that.
Well, MD,
Yotto. I'm telling you, if you guys will have that weekly meeting, these things...
This will go away.
It's all about, yeah.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Start doing that weekly meeting. Are you committed to do the weekly meeting beginning next week? And what time is
definitely.
It going to be?
Wednesday.
Every
Wednesday.
Wednesday,
and what time?
I bring the... you know what? Let's you and I decide that later, because I've got to... Well, I can do it now. I come in the morning with the trash trailer. The trash trailer's first, because I can't drag it around town while I do the other stuff. And then I go to the laundry... generally have my wife do the laundry while I do the trash, but that's going to change. I'm a little foggy on what the schedule will be. Let's just decide that it happens at 3 o'clock. Is that good? Is that best for you?
Anytime you meet with me, I'll do it.
Yeah, but when school starts, you have a...
I'm after school sometimes at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, what would... Choose a time.
2:30 and stop at 3 because I have to go to school.
Will you go to school after the regular time? Okay. 2:30. Like to make it 2 o'clock. That'd be better for you.
No,
I don't want to pinch you on time. Okay, 2:30 on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And that'll just be that.
You can get all the supplies you
can't
need.
Can't believe it's been 9 months.
Oh, well, you're out of here today.
Because we have Costco in St. George.
Well, anything. If we
that's
can get. Well,
yeah.
Kind of well, that's what I'm saying, but I can't buy.
Well,
here's the other thing. I tried to use a ranch check at Costco.
No.
Can't do it.
Even the price, I mean, people
Cost
think
gas,
it's so expensive
time.
Here. If it's all going to already happen, you're going on a trip and you're doing everything, even the time, I mean, I go to St. George 2 or 3 times a week, and even the extra time it takes me to go into Costco and buy something does not justify my time of. If it cost me $50 more at Jubilee.
Doesn't
okay.
justify the extra $200 you spend when you went out.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the other stuff you're buying.
Well, what we have done, the reason that it is would be convenient is because when I have my parents down there or Linda, if I had something to give them to purchase with, they're happy to bring it. They're there already.
Yeah.
And it saves us a bundle on stuff. I'd be just as happy to do it as Jubilee and support the local community and all that.
We may develop a different system and a Costco stuff later, but for now,
Jubilee.
All
I'd love to do it at Jubilee. I know right where it's at, and even I can figure that out. If I'd have known he had an account, I'd have done it all at once.
That was one of Linda's items to tell me to tell you this.
Okay.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay. No phone, no computer, no power. Got it all. Everybody
Power is the result, right?
Power is the result.
Now, I'm getting power on a regular basis. Now, however, Jerry Racine checks it on a daily basis like it was his child. And I get a daily report. Sometimes the battery goes dead. Other times it powers up. Sometimes from the generator, we plug it back and forth.
Still
I won't
about
begin to try and understand what happens.
Okay, so we got new batteries.
Right. Okay, I've had 2 or 3 different inputs. On the solar panel changing, we asked Jerry to please just don't touch them.
Did you?
And I think he's abided by that. According to Brent, this week he said Jerry has stopped adjusting them.
He's over there every day.
The thing he doesn't understand is
he doesn't move them.
After old.
Yeah.
Jerry Rick
charted it out.
Oh well, he's certainly a wonderful, willing soul.
I
don't.
Yeah, I know.
The thing is, I don't know whether he's right or whether he's wrong. All I know
he can look, he just can't tell.
Yeah. Well, and Vance, are you still there?
Yes.
I heard that you were there with Jerry, and I don't have any. I don't know whether the things he's talking about doing are correct or not correct or helpful or leave it alone. Do you have any input along that?
On what's Jerry suggesting?
The solar system. Well, I don't know. We've been just through a 3-month period of daily, weekly. It works. It doesn't work, and we've been trying to troubleshoot that. And he's had all kinds of good ideas or bad ideas, but how do you feel? I mean, you found the last major problem.
Yeah, the last thing that I found was that 720-watt load underneath the bathroom. I don't know what it is unless somebody wants to crawl out there. Bob says the inverter is in float, which means for the first time, I believe, that's happening, unless you guys left that unless you turned that breaker off manually that fed all those trailers out there. And
there was no extension cords going out to the trailers when I checked the float.
Right, and the reason you guys thought it was the trailers is that wire I just connected was also hooked to that breaker. So when you flipped that breaker on, of course, the inverter started showing.
So you
six,
thought
six
they were
amps.
Turning off the trailers, and really they were turning off the load underneath the house.
Exactly. We finally figured that out by tracing wires back through the panel.
Oh, you know what? I'll bet you I know what that load is. It's a heat tape.
Pipe warmer.
It's a heat tape under the bathroom.
Yeah.
And that's what I think, too, because...
Oh, I know about that. I found out about that. So I'll bet you that's what that is. It's a heat tape.
Okay. Yeah, because either that or you're dumping 720 watts into something that should have lit on fire a long time ago.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's disconnected. You know, I've got a wire nut on it in the panel. If you look at it, you'll see it. Brent knows where it is. Yada, yada, yada. But, you know, with 720 watts always hooked up to a 600-watt panel capacity system, you're never charging.
Buying case lots.
Okay, well, we'll watch that. And
It should kind of go now. I mean, we need to, you know, need some time to catch back. It should be caught up now.
It was caught up last Sunday.
Yeah, all right.
Just let it be.
Yeah, I mean, keep an eye on it. That inverter will tell you all kinds of really nifty stuff if you go out there and ask it.
Okay.
All right.
Branch manager report.
Actually, real quick before we move off the solar system, because this is kind of our last board meeting before we get into the annual meeting, I'm starting to feel a little vulnerable with having committed that solar system and have no, you know, we've talked about, sure, we'll do something and we'll pay it back or we'll do something. And I haven't made any requirements or requests to say this year or next year or this way or that way. Brent Fulmer had researched everything and came up with a price of about $15,000 to $16,000 for the container, the inverter, the charge controller, the panels, the towers, the brackets, the batteries. That is with the batteries in a functional way.
Oh.
We don't know now whether those batteries are salvageable or not. What I would like to do is have, and this is kind of weird where I really can't be part of the decision, and without me, there's only three of you, so it can't be official board, although I have talked to Ken Lent and got an email from him that he relied on Bob and Brent's judgment. But
you can just be part of the decision as well, as you disclose your interests.
And I'm not asking for something hard today, but we need to create something to say, yeah, we acknowledge, and once we do verify whether the batteries are salvageable or not, there's a value there. If they're not salvageable, that part needs to be cut off. But there's just got to be some security.
You need to make that a
next. Who knows? Next month, we may have an entirely different board. We may have 1, 2, 3 board members carry over. We don't know, and it's a value of, you know, $15,000 to $16,000 that I'm not willing to have my dad come back and.
Okay, I'll put it in a minute.
Cut my head off because the new group says,
to establish
hey,
a value for that system so it can be voted on next.
Yeah, we just need to know the amount so we can vote.
It'll
on
be put in a minute.
Okay. And a breakdown, piece of paper.
And I'd just say, give them an invoice.
Yeah.
What I had told them to begin with, so everybody knows, is that it was something. that was done in almost an emergency status with Ole and his family, and the same thing we're still struggling through. No power, no phone, no computer, no nothing. That system was sitting there. It might as well be used. So we took it down there. I mean, it cost me a full week's worth of time and work and working with Brent and everything to get it torn down, taken apart, transported down there, reset up. There's value there. We didn't have it in the budget. We weren't asking to say, okay, here's a $10,000 or $15,000 or $30,000 system, pay for it today or give us your first child. But it needs to be, you know, put into the system, and whether we...
I would just say that you put in an invoice, and next month's meeting, then everybody can decide if it's the invoice is acceptable. It's a, you know, not got a demand payment on it, but at least that puts it in the accounts payable part of our books.
Well, and that's Ken's partial suggestion was that we had some money in the ranch house account. We had money that we've borrowed toward ranch improvements, and I said, well, I don't want to tap in. I don't want to take cash out of the program right now.
Well, at the end of the year, we'll know
exactly
what kind of extra money we have. And so
we can go then, and
then we can say, let's put a chunk into there this year and maybe chunk into next year if that's acceptable.
Sure.
I think that's probably the best way to do it.
I'm being somewhat cautious because I don't want some member to go through the books later on and go, wait a minute, what's this payment going out to Dale Clarkson for? That's part of his...
That's why it needs to be...
No, we just need a formal invoice so we see the amount, and then we negotiate a payment.
But
as long as Bob's got that in the minutes, I will finalize the pricing stuff with Brent and get that turned in.